Ray Kugel reporting. Final Iran nuclear agreement deadline may be missed, a senior U.S. administration official says. Iran nuclear negotiators may not make a June 30th deadline for a final agreement. White House spokesman Josh Earnest echoed that assessment Thursday.
We have acknowledged that June 30th is a deadline. It's still a deadline that we're operating against. I certainly would rule out the possibility that, much like what happened earlier this spring, that this is a these are negotiations that could spill over the deadline by a couple of days.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry travels to Vienna today, where Iran nuclear talks have been underway. Islamic State fighters launched two major attacks in northern Syria on Thursday, a fresh offensive on the Kurdish-held border city of Kobani, and a push into government-held areas in the mostly Kurdish town of Hasaka. The attacks came after the militants suffered a series of setbacks in northern Syria against Kurdish forces in recent weeks. Here in Washington, U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby was asked about the news of Islamic State gains.
Well, certainly it concerns us. I mean, any move by ISIL to take or to retake territory is of concern. I mean, we know that ground matters to this group.
State Department spokesman John Kirby. Nigeria's new president will be meeting with President Barack Obama next month to discuss the fight against militant group Boko Haram and other crucial issues. The White House says Mr. Obama will host President Muhammadu Buhari at the White House on July 20th. President Buhari was inaugurated last month after defeating predecessor Goodluck Jonathan in the March election. That election marked the first peaceful transfer of power in Nigeria since the country returned to democracy in 1999. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin called President Obama to discuss continued tensions in eastern Ukraine and various areas of concern in the Middle East. The White House said President Obama told Mr. Putin he needs to remove all troops and equipment from Ukrainian territory. President Putin, who's consistently denied backing the pro-Russian rebels in Ukraine, initiated a phone call on Thursday. There is still no end to the Greek financial crisis. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras held Thursday's round of talks with Greece's creditors in Brussels, hoping to achieve a bailout agreement to save his country from default next week. Here is Greek Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis.
Interestingly, several colleagues disagreed and criticized not only our text, but also the text of the institutions. And we decided as a Eurogroup that we shall continue our deliberations.
Greece must make an almost $2 billion loan payment to the International Monetary Fund by next Tuesday. To do that, it needs an $8 billion installment of an EU economic bailout. A Greek debt default raises chances Athens will leave the 19-member euro currency union, and some warn the European Union as well. The body of South Carolina State Senator Clementa Pinckney came home Thursday evening to the church where he had been pastor for the past 5 years, Emmanuel AME in Charleston. Reverend Pinckney was one of nine black people killed by a white gunman during Bible study last week. President Obama will deliver the eulogy at Reverend Pinckney's funeral today. The U.S. Supreme Court handed President Obama a major victory Thursday, rejecting a legal challenge to the new U.S. health care law. The High Court voted 6-3 to affirm the legal status of the Affordable Care Act, more popularly known in the United States as Obamacare. President Obama spoke following the court's ruling.
But as the dust has settled, there can be no doubt that this law is working. It has changed and in some cases saved American lives. It set this country on a smarter, stronger course.
The Affordable Care Act is considered a linchpin of Mr. Obama's national political objectives. South Africa says it may withdraw from the International Criminal Court after controversy rose over its refusal to arrest Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir on genocide charges. The government spokesman said Thursday withdrawal would be a last resort after a review is made of the guidelines for the International Criminal Court. Angry Parisian taxi drivers claiming unfair competition from the mobile app-based ride-sharing company Uber blocked roadways with burning tires Thursday, disrupting transit and slowing traffic at train stations and airports to a crawl. Police said at least 70 cars were damaged and 7 police injured in some of the fiercest anti-Uber demonstrations in Europe since the company's arrival in 2012. I'm Ray Kugel.
That's the latest world news from VOA.